Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me for the first time Carl Lufberg. He is the CEO and a co-founder of Firefox Gold. You can buy Firefox Gold in Canada under the symbol FFOX. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under FFOXF. 98.8 million shares outstanding and trading recently at around 24 cents in Canadian money. Gives it a market cap then of around just a little under $24 million in Canadian money. Firefox Gold is involved in Finland. It's operating in the Lapland Greenstone Belt in Finland. It's a greenstone belt that is probably not as explored as thoroughly as others we're more familiar with, like the one in Quebec. But it is one that is now starting to draw attention and major mining companies starting to get involved there very successfully. So, Carl, I really want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's great to be here.
It's really good. And I know you, you've been involved for a generation in the exploration business, but it's only recently that things have sort of come alive in Finland, from a major mining perspective anyway. You take a big picture view of the company. You have something like 11 projects, 11 properties. I think you're going to be drilling on four of them. But you're sort of seeing the big picture, the long-term game plan here. Could you explain that to our listeners? Because I think it's very important that they understand, you know, so often companies don't really spell out their objectives, the corporate objectives. So maybe we could start with that.
Very good. I've been in the exploration business for, the better part of a generation, 15, 16 years. But one thing which I think is interesting is the portfolio management of your own company, like all the properties which you have. Normally, you have a junior, it can have three properties, and if it has more than that, for whatever reason, the audience seem to be a bit confused. And in all reality, we have a number of projects. We're going to always highlight three or four projects in our presentations, and we're going to focus the majority of our resources in a given year on three or four projects. But we naturally have a number of projects, and I'm very biased to say, but I would say that our team is the best in Finland, including majors, to acquiring land. So there will be new opportunities a year or two or 3 years from now. So the situation lives the whole time. And effectively, competitive gold exploration has only begun in Finland in the past 6 years. And Finland's effectively been open for the past 25 years for foreign investment. Foreign companies couldn't invest effectively into Finland. They could own tops 20% of a mineral asset before the mid-90s. But when Finland joined the EU in 1995, after that, foreign companies can effectively own mineral assets. So even though Finland's been open for 25 years, Lapland hasn't effectively been open for gold exploration until the past 6 years. And there's a slide in our presentation deck, slide number 9, where we try to sort of put everything into one picture about the gold exploration in Lapland. Agnico Eagle bought the Kittilä mine 17 years ago. And their only aim at the time when they bought it in 2004 was to get the mine into production. They didn't do wide-scale exploration. And they put the mine into production in 2009. So that's the first sort of major modern mine in Finnish Lapland. At the same time, completely separately, Anglo-American made a very big base metal discovery, Sakatti discovery, in 2008. And I believe that it's Finland's best ore body. It's better than Outokumpu, where the mining started in Finland. It's rich. The massive sulfides alone have an in-situ value of more than 15 billion euros. And overall, our resource is bigger. I've seen the core archives at Anglo. But effectively, when Anglo stake Sakatti in 2008, 13 years ago, Anglo and FQM effectively staked all of Lapland at that time. So the big base metal companies held Lapland to the sort of end of the last downturn. So effectively, in December of 2014, the base metal major started to let go of ground. It was, depending on who would ask, the third or fourth downturn year. And that's when the gold juniors came in. And there's effectively four of us now. S2 started with exploration, made big reservations, and Orion was also involved early on. Yeah. I've been running a private prospect generator company in Finland for more than 15 years, Magnus Minerals. So we were active in Lapland on the base metal side. Mm-hmm. But we had a number of gold prospects as well and effectively vended those into Firefox in 2017. And I've been the CEO of Firefox ever since and naturally use my majority of my time on Firefox exploration currently. But we were very familiar with Lapland already back then. And also, we've only had one gold major in Finland, only Agnico Eagle. Now we have effectively four others, B2Gold, Kinross, Newmont, and Centerra. And we know that some major companies have been keeping a very diligent eye on Finland for almost 3 years. So now we have six majors, and I think that that will have a major impact on our story later on in the decade. Maybe one other thing about the big picture, if you compare Finland to any other greenstone belt, for instance, Abitibi, any of the greenstone belts which have had two or three generations of exploration, they effectively have more than 10, more than a million ounce discoveries. Mm-hmm. We in Finland so far have only one, the Kittilä mine. But now effectively everybody who's in the business, we understand and know that we have Ikkari as well, Rupert's discovery. And I would say that it's several million ounces. Nobody knows, I could be wrong, but I would say that it's several million ounces. So there's two discoveries in Finland. And since there's only two majors who have tenements, Agnico and B2Gold, and only four juniors, it's us, Firefox, S2, Orion, and Rupert. And that's it. There's nobody else. And the belt is pretty much pegged. Whatever is not pegged is Natura 2000 protected areas and so on. If you compare this with any other greenstone belt, there would be two or three dozen companies in any other greenstone belt, roughly. So if you want to use rough math, effectively the areas which Firefox had, if it would be in any other greenstone belt where there would have been a generation of exploration and six or eight mines, mm-hmm. I think that the areas which we had would effectively possibly sustain four or six separate junior companies. And we're looking at this like a major would look at it. We actually had a very long two-hour conversation with Tero Niiranen yesterday, one of the top researchers at GTK. We had everybody involved, Rich Goldfarb, Quinton Hennig, naturally Patrick Sven Mikko, and so on. And we're looking at this truly from a broad perspective. And there's still a lot of debate about how many gold-forming events there's been in Lapland and about the exact formation time and so on. So I would say that even if some of the researchers would say that it's been sort of extensively researched, I would still say that we're in the early days. We're in the early days. And effectively, what we currently have 11 projects, and I'll actually go briefly through them. They are on our slide 7 in our presentation. What we are doing is we have a multi-year perspective. We have two valid permits currently in Mustajärvi and in Utsamo, which is effectively between Orion's Ristian Launi property. So there we have fully valid permits. We can drill, we can do bottom-up field sampling. We should have the Sarvi permit available and fully ready, hopefully in August or September. And we also have a property in the south easternmost part in the Jesia project called Saittavaara and Katajavaara, where we can drill with landowner permission. So what we are currently doing, and we hoped a couple of weeks ago that we would have had the real results for the visible gold already. Unfortunately, we don't have them yet, but we are in our 11th hole. We drilled seven holes in Mustajärvi. we should have the results out any day now. We will probably release the results in several different batches, have the results for the first two holes as quickly as possible. But we also actually did three short reconnaissance holes inside Tavara, which is sort of, you could call it our third property, on landowner permission. And we're going to start the sort of next winter's drilling program in 4.5 months. It's 11 kilometers, so we're going to naturally continue in Mustajärvi. We're going to do diamond drilling in Utsamo, and we're going to do more drilling in Katajavara and Saittavara. But also, we should have the Sarvi permit valid. We will do bottom of till sampling there in Q4 this year, and then we'll hit it with a diamond drill next winter. So we are effectively focusing now on four properties. But what we will be doing now in the summer, you probably, people who have been following us, saw that we had a big land grab. We had a number of very big reservations at very, very prospective areas in Lapland. It was a very interesting thing for us. We thought that it would be very competitive, and it was in a way, but we were able to secure the vast majority of those prospective tenements. So we did do some mapping on certain of these tenements last summer, but we're going to do a lot of mapping on Kuusatta, Kolho, Manto, Lehto, Naula, and Nunara this coming summer. And in the summer, we're going to file certain mining permit applications. Some might be filed later on, but there's two bottlenecks in Finland currently. One is that it takes roughly 1.5 years to get a tenement, but you can partially also use it into your advantage, because you can effectively sort of funnel projects through. In reality, if we would have all the 11 projects fully valid, we'd be paying more than €1 million of landowner payments per year. And the other bottleneck in Finland is that Finland as a whole only has 32 surface drill rigs, the whole country. Mm-hmm. And we just have companies like Rio established themselves here. So we had effectively four major companies in Finland 6 years ago. Now we have effectively 10 major companies. Mm-hmm. So the drill rig availability is going to really be a big problem for many of the companies if you're not prepared. So even if you would want to advance half a dozen projects, you couldn't. So that's why we sort of funnel things through. And by the end of the day, I look at this from a six-year perspective. I have 12 seasons, six summer seasons and six winter seasons. Mm. And we hope that by the end of the day, we won't be having one discovery or even two discoveries. Ideally, we would want to have three more than a million ounce discoveries. And if you look at the major company situation, we have three majors in Finland who don't have any tenements. They come to Finland through a strategic investment or a joint venture. What will happen later on, especially if gold prices are higher or significantly higher than they are now? Naturally, there's going to be consolidation. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's our view of the land management. Naturally, if you look at Rupert and Orion, they naturally concentrated, Orion's concentrating on Christian Lauli for obvious reasons. They had a good strategy. They did a number of joint ventures, one with Peter Gold and so on, but they are concentrating on two areas. And Rupert, I would say, is to a large part concentrating on area one, where they're, I think that it's going to be a major mine, and it's a fantastic thing for everybody here in Finland. I think that all the majors, they've been guessing for 16 years whether there's something else than the Kittilä mine. And Kittilä mine is refractory. They've been guessing, is there anything else? Now everybody knows. Now we know that there is something else. Naturally, we've always been of the opinion there probably is, but Finland is very much under drilled, at least for gold in Lapland.
Right.
So that's the bigger picture, what we are currently doing. If you would want to, we could briefly take a quick look at the Mustajärvi drilling, what we're currently doing there.
Yeah, it needs to be fairly quick, Carl, because we don't have a whole lot of time left. But it is a big picture. It seems to me the fact that you have all these majors now that are focusing there, and there are not that many juniors competing with you, and you have this huge landmass. You're obviously thinking big, and I know Quentin Henning very well. I know Patrick Highsmith. These are not guys that want to play around with small projects. So you are obviously, looking for something of a grand scale. And this is certainly one of the things that's attracted me to your story. People should go to your website because you have a lot of information there and keep track of your ongoing exploration. You will be having, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of information coming from the company, from your drilling programs. How many meters of drilling do you plan over the next year in your current programs? Do you have is it flexible?
Currently in this program, we have 2.5 kilometers. We drill from the second week of April, and we're going to drill now to the end of May. So it's roughly 2.5 kilometers. Next winter's drilling program starts on October 1st, lasts for 7 months, and it's going to be roughly 10.5-11 kilometers. So over the next effectively 11.5 months, we're going to drill roughly 12 kilometers, and we should have effectively drill results out, if not every month, pretty much every month for the next 14 months. Mm-hmm. And we just did raise 3 million. We have roughly 4 million in the bank. We do have a number of warrants out, roughly 40 million warrants, mm-hmm. but the exercise price, average exercise price is roughly 18 cents. The highest exercise price is 27 cents. If after the results for the Mustajärvi drilling are released, hopefully we'll be trading over 30 cents, we'll get more than 7 million. So we'll have effectively, if the share price is over 30 cents, we'll have 11 million in the bank now. Okay. We don't need any funding for the next 27, 26 months at least.
That's good. Very good. Well, I think we're going to have to keep our eyes on this story because, I mean, you've had a couple of very attractive results so far. I mean, I'm looking at a 33.25 grams over 2 meters on one of your drill. I mean, these are the kind of numbers that are going to catch the market's attention when they come out. And I think, you know, at your current market price of roughly 24 million Canadian, people really should be paying close attention, given your strong management team and everything else you have. Just real quickly, Carl, there's a closing note that you would like to leave with our listeners.
Well, I'm really happy with Sven and Mikko. They've done a tremendous job in the past 4 months. And I think that Sven's work on Mustajärvi, and I think that we finally start to understand the structures and so on, hopefully a bit better. So I'm very keen on releasing the results for Mustajärvi effectively any day now. Going to be very exciting. I think that we understand Mustajärvi better, but it's good to remember it's 1 out of 11 projects. There's going to be more.
Very good, Carl. Well, I'm really excited for your story and about your story. It's why I own the shares and I purchase them down here in the U.S. It's a very exciting story, and I think you look at your management team, which is also where any investor should start with management. You have a good one, from what I can see, as good as they come among the junior sectors. So thank you so much for spending time with us, Carl, and we'll look to keep up with you going forward in the future. Really, really good to have you.
Thank you so much.